Hi guys, this is Jenny,
Aya,
and Janella, and welcome to Lemons and Melons,
where we talk about love, friendship, pop culture, boys, and so much more.
Oh, and also a sneak peek into our lives, maybe. So without further ado, let's get to Lemons and Melons.
So how are you guys since we last talked?
I've been super busy. I'm busy like every day. I work almost every day, but I did get to visit my evil best friend. that's what I call him. It's our inside joke. Kevin Suge and his wifey and his pretty little baby Morgan last Saturday. So I'm pretty happy about that. So funny nga, kasi he was making me gago pa, and he said na, ay, sunduin lang kita sa motor ko. Ako naman, okay, fine. Beggars can't be choosers, because I mean, you're picking me up for free. I don't have to book a Grab or whatever. So it's fine. And then on the day itself, sobrang effort niya. As in, he even sent me like a recording of his motor. In reality, it was actually him with his family driving a minivan to my place. So yeah, it was so extra. And it's just so nice to get to spend time with your friends. I haven't seen him since his wedding, I think.
Yeah.
So it's super fun to hang out with friends. Finally get to meet his baby, who's a miracle baby.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, she's super cute. You should check her out. Her name's Morgan. And it's nice to get to see friends, get to talk to more people, and just catch up with people that you care about. Because, you know, he's one of my ride or dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
about you, Janella?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't even want to talk about it. I'm really stressed this week, so it's more on work. And what I just do is I read a book every time before I sleep. But really, just it's just work with me this week. That's just it. How about you, Jenny?
The same. So my company acquired 2 new accounts. So parang it's really, really stressful for me. Like, parang the past few days, I've been sleeping. Feeling ko nga, the reason why I have fever right now is because I've only been sleeping 3 to 4 hours a day.
Okay.
Pero yeah.
I feel you, but yeah, oh wow.
Yeah, no. Kasi some of the companies we acquired are from Europe. So parang I have to either wake up early or stay late to talk to them. So yeah, it's been busy, but I don't know if Bali on Sunday I'm 2 weeks vaccinated now, so I can go out and like
that's great.
I actually scheduled a mini vacation for next week, so I'm going to Seattle. I think so. There's a reason why I picked Seattle, because out of all the cities in the US, I think Seattle is the most open. Parang and it's it's the most open na. So like there are places where you don't have to wear masks. So because the cases are really 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 low, and then everything's open, like 100% open na. So that's why I picked Seattle. And also, I love Seattle. The last time I was there, it was in 2017. That was winter, so it was cold that time. So I want to experience it on spring, where it's warmer, supposed to be warmer. So hopefully it's a good one. It's a good trip next week. So
how long will you be there, Johnny?
24 hours lang.
It's a day trip.
Yeah, it's
Did you use your miles though?
I do have diba, I said I think in previous episodes I do have a lot of credits for Southwest Airlines. So it wasn't I don't want to go to like other cities, so Seattle lang muna for now. Maybe if other cities open too, maybe I'll go there too, like sa LA, sa New York, maybe, let's see. So it's nice to be fully vaccinated. So it's also nice to because I also caught up with my family in the Philippines the past few days, because Yeah, it's been intense. I heard it's been intense in Manila. Like, especially with like the community pantries and everything. So,
yeah.
Pero, ayun.
I'm actually part of one. I've been helping out the organizers of one in Muntinlupa.
Yeah.
And you know me, I normally don't post about the stuff that I do for other people. But for that, I was like, okay, nakapal lang ko na mukha ko.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna, I wrote about it. I pitched it to my media friends, and someone picked it up. Naman, I mean, I'm happy about that. But you know, it's just okay. I normally don't really do that.
Yeah.
But it's just okay. This is not about me. It's about trying to help other people. And since the articles were published, since the posts were published. I saw naman that a lot of corporations, a lot of groups really approached us. It's really cool, dude. I mean, I saw that there are a couple of corporate sponsors who shared a lot of their blessings with us. Mm. And it's really nice to be part of something that, you know, helps other people. You know, everything's so difficult right now. And honestly, before, I felt really helpless. I do try to give to mga the delivery guys and stuff. And I overpay. But, you know, when you see the situation outside, it's like, oh gosh, I can't do anything to help you. I just felt so bad. Yeah. And the community pantry gave me a way, and other people to share their blessings, to be of service to others.
Yeah.
Because honestly, we're not getting a lot of help from the government. So it's just, for me, it's humanity shining at its brightest. And I'm proud to be part of something.
We're also proud of you, actually.
Yeah, we're proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so to our listeners, you can it's on my Facebook.
For those in the South, help.
Okay.
So in case our listeners didn't know, actually there's something we all have in common, and we're actually all Swifties, so we're huge fans of Taylor Swift. So
we're Taylor Swift fans. So in line with the record-breaking recorded version of Taylor Swift's Fearless album, we're talking about our girl, Taylor.
So what are your thoughts on Fearless, Taylor's version?
Yeah.
I love how her voice has matured. It's like she really took her time to take this album to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she picked apart all her songs and tried to make them better for her fans. I mean, she had a lot of time to do it anyway, and she made it work. She made it count, you know? I mean, when it comes to productivity, I mean, Taylor Swift is like A++++. But I felt like we were deprived talaga of such an amazing song. When I heard Mr. Perfectly Fine, it was like, whoa.
It's just such a
great bridge. It's a great song for like when you're hurting, when nagdadrama ka about someone you love, and then they look like they're perfectly happy without you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I've been like, yes, that's the song.
For me, it's such a treat for me to go back to memory lane parang while listening to this album. Kasi this is the first album I listened to na yung kanya. I didn't listen to the debut album. I listened to this album because of Love Story. So after Love Story, I listened to the other songs. Eventually, I liked Fearless, yung first track. I think that's like my first favorite song in the album. But yeah, after hearing Love Story, I explored the album and really became a fan. But I would say I wasn't really that big of a fan then. But parang after listening it right now, parang sobrang treat for me, especially since that was like 13 years ago. Oh my God, we're old. Pero yeah,
we age with grace.
Yeah, pero yeah, I love the maturity she brings to these old songs. It's so funny at first when I listened to 15 with a super mature voice. Pero yeah,
nice, no?
yeah. And yun nga, I also like how yung instruments in this album is so much better. Siguro kasi, yeah, the editing is so much better now. We're more advanced now in terms of technology. So I like this album better. So, yeah. How about you, Jen?
Yeah. Well, for me, I was actually already expecting that she will be re-recording. But, you know, what makes me so excited for it is because I know that right now, her voice quality is just so much better. I mean, it's very mature and it's just so good. There are also renditions that I like. So, for example, in the album, there is a Forever and Always. There are two versions. So, one is Taylor's version, S1, and one is with the piano accompaniment. So, it's something I really like better than the other version. So, just like Jani, yung instrumentals nitong Taylor's version is so much better than the first version or the first one, no? Yeah. So safe to say, mm-hmm. I really like the album. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We love it. Sobra.
Yeah. So, yeah. What are your favorite Taylor Swift album or albums and why?
Well, for me, 1989. Hands down. I can listen to the full album without skipping a song. And she was really at her best for me with the storytelling in this album. I mean, the Polaroids, the whole look. Mm-hmm. I just love it. I've always been in love with vintage classics, and it was just a perfect mix of everything. There's a mix of fun, dancey songs, and more somber, heartfelt ones. And yeah, it's the open secret naman. It was about Harry Styles. And I like to think that this short relationship, they were only together for like 3 months, brought out the best songs she had in her system. So yeah, that's my baby, bringing out the best of people.
Yeah,
I love Harry Styles. Yeah, how about you guys, Johnny?
Definitely 1989. This is the album that I call like a no skip album. From start to end, like super ganda ng songs. It's also parang, 'di ba, ito yung first yung parang shift niya from country to pop, like hardcore shift. Not that I don't like country, pero I'm a big pop fan. So, this album parang solidified my being a Swiftie talaga. Like naging diehard fan ako ni Taylor Swift because of 1989. And yun nga, parang before kasi yung I don't like her as much as I like her now. Pero yung 1989 was really, really parang something that really solidified my being a Swiftie. And then yun nga, siguro aside from 1989, I would say I like Reputation kasi it's her parang rebel kind of album. And then also, I kind of like Lover too kasi it's from being a rebel to being going back to being a bubbly person.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
pero I actually like all albums naman, but yun nga yung I like the transformation from 1989 to Reputation to Lover. So, yeah. So, Jan.
Oh, it's so hard. I like all albums, but I'm actually torn between two. So, it's 1989 as well and Folklore. So to be honest, can it just be two albums? Okay, so
yeah.
So I really like both though. So 1989 feels fresh. It feels like being very independent and having a new life. The opening song, the palang, diba? Welcome to New York. So it feels like a track about both friendship and love. That is how it feels to me. The lyrics about love are much more bold.
Yeah.
And I agree that it's also a perfect mix of everything.
Yeah.
Just like Jani, you know, it is the album that made me become a Swiftie. And just like the two of you, yun yung no-skip album ko talaga. And I know all the lyrics by heart.
Yeah.
It's a game changer talaga siya.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But I also really, really loved Folklore. Mm-hmm. It has this different play with words. It's very calm and mature. And she uses like, you know, mga anecdotes, ganyan, diba, etc.
Yeah.
And I actually see Taylor there as writing with a new perspective. I feel like she finally grew up in the Folklore album.
Mm-mm.
So I can actually listen to both albums without skipping any track, but no skip track ko talaga din. Same. Yeah. There.
So what's your favorite Taylor Swift song and why, Aya?
Well, my favorite would have to be Style from 1989. Mm-hmm. The riff pa lang. I mean, for some weird reason, I always gravitate towards songs with that beat anyway. It's so fun to sing along to. And you know me, I'm a huge fashion girl. I love to sashay wearing my most stylish outfits with that song. You know, so when I'm preparing to go out, I listen to Style and, you know, I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel the vibe and I just feel really good. And of course, the open secret is that it's about my baby.
Yeah. Harry Styles. Actually, like, I like Style too. Pero of all the 1989 songs, I like All You Had to Do Was Stay. It's a song that was never a single, pero it's my favorite song in the album. Pero the song that I really like the most in her discography is actually Cruel Summer. I think I posted about this on my social media, like Instagram, mm-hmm. Twitter, like, oh my God, like, like it's the perfect song for me to sing in the car or parang good song for like a summer or sunny day. I remember listening to this song 50 times a day before, like when it was first released. And I couldn't get over it kasi parang I remember before I was doing a 2-hour drive and I would actually just do a loop for this song. It's such a bop for me, like I can, it's like a parang ano man tawag dito, parang sobrang ano siya, ang sarap sa feeling ng song, like yung ganung kind of feeling. So yeah, Jen.
I would have to agree with Style, with Aya as a Style. No, I really like how it feels sultry and pop at the same time.
Yeah.
But my favorite would probably be New Year's Day. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with it. It's not a most favorite albums. Yeah, but it's my favorite. For some reason, it gives that sense of security, and whenever I listen to it, it feels like, you know, a different love story. It evokes parang a strong sense of connection to the listener and parang loyalty, no, to a person through good and bad times. So yun yung favorite go-to ko when I wanted to like just feel happy, yung kalmang happy lang yan. So it's New Year's Day for me.
So I think we all like All Too Well, diba?
Yeah, we do. Dude,
that's something we all have in common, I think. Yeah.
That's like, for me, that's one of her best written
I agree.
Songs ever.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you, Jake Gyllenhaal, for the inspiration.
Yeah.
Really inspiration.
But dude, the bridge was like godless.
Yeah, I know.
For me, it's like, whew, yes, give it to me. And it's like, what's what? No, no. Sorry, that's one of the songs that I always sing to when in a karaoke. If the song is in the selection, that's my go-to.
It has so many emotions.
Yeah, dude, that's like my first song in a karaoke session. Pag nandun sa selection. Sobrang fun, diba? Feel na feel mo siya. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, true. I mean, we've gushed about her the entire time, but guys, what do you love about Taylor Swift?
Me? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she is very passionate about what she does. I actually watched her docu-concerts, and I see how she puts her heart into each and every performance and to writing each and every song, you know. She's very talented. Yeah. I mean, imagine writing songs and just having that beat in her head, and it's a hit. Parang ganon.
Yeah.
Ang galing. You know, she tells her story in a way that people can relate, and she loves her fans so much. She is a go-getter, and that's what I like about her. I mean, come on, she can write songs about her heartbreaks and literally earn money out of it. I mean, her songs are great, right?
What
can you say, Aya?
Well, she's a very talented storyteller. When you listen to her songs, you tend to resonate with her on so many different levels. It's like you understand each other. She's talking to you. She knows your pain. And it's like there's a Taylor Swift song for every mood and every person in your life. Like, honestly, there's a person who's my I Knew You Were Trouble. And I'm just honestly waiting for the right person. I'm just waiting for the right person to dedicate lover to. Someday, guys, come on, believe. Law of attraction.
How about you,
Jenny?
So for me, I agree with she has a song for everything, for every moment in her life. But I like her versatility, yung creativity niya, talent, and her being super in touch with fans. I think among all fans, like, she's not like other artists where there's a gap, like, between, like, you and the the artist. So every album is like a love letter to the fans. And then I also like how she has like these Easter eggs in every thing she does. Yeah. She is so unpredictable. Yeah. Like everything, every post, every interview, there's always a clue for everyone. So, yeah.
That's, even in her music videos.
Yeah. Yun nga, like she's always inspired to create new music for her supporters. That's why I love her so much. So, yeah.
You know, guys, Taylor has been up there and, you know, she's been dominating the charts since she first began in the music industry. But, you know, why do you think people love her?
Yeah, for me, her songs are so relatable. I think it's because the fact her songs are about the human experience, our feelings, our heartaches, our joy. Plus, in a world wherein a lot of songs are explicitly about sex and stuff, she has mastered the art of subtlety. She can talk about sex without having to be like, I want to do you all night. Which is super trashy. I'm sorry. But so she can talk about it, but in a very artistic way without having to stoop so low and, you know, just sell her body and, you know, just have to turn to her physical assets to sell a song, which I think is just pure trash. Sorry.
True. You know what? I mean, like, in relation to that, her songs are so relatable. Her talent just really radiates, you know.
Yeah.
She's very charming. She can charm her way through life and through her fans. And I think more than making and producing new songs, she's a great person. She may throw shade from time to time, you know, but she makes it right most of the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I agree. Aside from the artistry, I think I said in the last question, your message to everyone. She's always telling a story in her album, and yung love you ng mga Swifties, like especially like the Easter eggs, like what she tells in the album, like and also with her, it's not just a one hit song, it's always the whole album. That's why when she releases something, it's parang it's a collective like a release. Parang whenever she releases like a, let's say Folklore, Evermore, parang you listen to everything. Hindi yung parang one hit wonder like other artists. So
but guys, what is something you've learned about life from listening to Taylor Swift?
I think from watching her docu concerts and other videos, it's that, you know, you can really do anything. You can be anything you want to be as long as you work for it. I have seen how much she prepares every time that she will have a concert, or that I can see how much she pours her heart into writing her songs, you know. I think and also, you know, Taylor can't please everyone, and she didn't really mind. That's why I really like yung Shake It Off niya na song eh. Kasi parang, this is me. And people love me for me. Parang ganun, no?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she just went through doing what she loves doing. She's very authentic. So,
that's, I think, true.
The authenticity, it's just being yourself, and people will love you for being yourself. Yeah, that's it for me.
For me. Parang for me, it's all about being authentic, about one's feelings and emotions. Like, her songs are all about humanity. Like, she talks about joy, heartbreak, happiness, sadness. Like, so parang up and down. So ups and downs ng humanity. So that's what I like about her. And like you said, like she doesn't really care about yung mga detractors. Like there was a point in time where a lot of people really liked her. Didn't parang like her pala because of like a fake scandal. You know, I don't wanna throw a shade. But but she actually rose above that, and then she actually she actually rose above that, and now she's like parang the hero of everyone. And I think one thing I also like about Taylor Swift, especially this is very relatable to me, is because yung contribution niya with the LGBT community. She's very pushy with regards to the LGBT. Yeah. She's like she's a gay icon. So
I love her, diba?
Yeah.
She doesn't mean she's super straight, but she's an ally.
Yeah.
She's a very vocal ally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Aya?
For me, it's that your feelings are valid. It's okay to be sad, to be angry, to be frustrated, hurt. But you can take your pain and you can make it to something beautiful. You don't let it define you. you can rise above all the stones thrown at you and take control of your narrative. It's wonderful. Yeah. That's why I love her. Like, she takes control of her story and not let people who try to bring her down get the satisfaction of beating her. Because she has risen above everything thrown at her. I mean, she's been in the limelight for more than a decade.
Yeah.
And she like everyone else, she's made some bad decisions, but she's grown into such an amazing woman that people can look up to, not just as a professional, but as a person, you know? Like, I'm so proud that in the recent Grammys, she was visibly supporting her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, I saw that.
I think they're friends kasi.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, there was a time naman talaga that she really felt hurt and, you know, she couldn't, you know her, she's not plastic. She's super authentic, and when she's sad, she shows it. When she doesn't like someone, she shows it.
Yeah.
And there was a time talaga that she wasn't very happy with him, and it was obvious to her songwriting. But you saw that when he won over her, she cheered for him, and they even got to talk in between takes. So I was super proud of the character development, and she's really developed into such a mature and all around fantastic woman. I love her to death.
One thing that I noticed is that she just pours it into her songs. She doesn't really drop any other bomb other than that.
Yeah, and then it just it's her stays, outlet.
Yeah, it just stays like that. It stays at it. And then it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she handles it very, very nicely, actually.
So actually, yeah, that was pretty fun. I actually can't wait to listen to Taylor Swift's Fearless, yung Taylor's version. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's super fun to like sing along to her new and older songs, diba?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, and you know, a lot of her songs are relatable to this day. It's like there's a Taylor Swift song for every mood. She's really a talented songwriter.
Aside from our love for Taylor Swift, I'm excited to talk about more topics with you guys real soon.
Yeah, before we end the show, let's plug our social media.
Yeah. Okay.
Segue, di ba? Okay, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My username is IMA07. That's Alpha India Yangi Alpha, Mama Alpha India 07.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so me next. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MLJBMXX. And Jani.
So my Twitter is Jani Gavile, and then my Instagram is Giancarlo Gavile. And before we actually end this episode, hopefully, for those listening on iTunes, you can actually rate our podcast. So you can also do reviews about our podcast para people will be more engaged to listen. And then also, you can also find us in Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, other.
And we're on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yes.
Follow our Instagram.
You can follow us at lemonsandmelons_. That's Lima Echo Mama, Oscar Nancy Sierra, Alpha Nancy Delta, Mama Echo Lima, Oscar Nancy Sierra _. Yes.
All right.
All right.
So, for now, this is Aya.
Jani.
And Janella of Lemons and Melons saying goodbye for now.
Hope you can listen to our future episodes. Bye, guys. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.